The use of e-cigarettes is on the rise around the country, even among teenagers who are not allowed to purchase regular tobacco products. But a study published last week finds that young people who use e-cigarettes are more likely to start smoking regular ones. I spoke with lead author Brian Primack of the University of Pittsburgh. He says that's true even when the teens never intended to start smoking tobacco.
For example, compared with people who were not e-cigarette users at the beginning, initial e-cigarette users were about 8 times as likely to progress to regular traditional cigarette smoking, even when we controlled for risk factors like sensation seeking, parental smoking, and friend smoking. And also it turned out to be 8 for progressing from being not interested in smoking cigarettes to being interested in smoking cigarettes, which we call susceptibility.
I mean, is this correlation or is this causation or is there enough data to know?
It's a very good question. And this is actually a very strong step toward being able to say that it's causation. But does it definitively prove causation? No one study can really do that. And it's a very interesting thing because there still are people saying, I don't believe that smoking causes cancer. Because how would we really prove that? Well, we would have to do a randomized trial where we take 1,000 people and we force them to smoke for 20 years. And then we take 1,000 other people and we force them not to smoke for 20 years. Well, you can't do that study, both because it would be impossible, but also because it would be, you know, not ethical.
Why would vaping lead to smoking regular cigarettes?
Well, there are a few different reasons why. One is that e-cigarettes deliver nicotine more slowly than traditional cigarettes. So it is sort of almost a perfect starter cigarette. Another potential reason, a lot of people initially might find e-cigarettes cool. Then people are saying, you know, what do you need that blueberry nonsense for? Smoke a real cigarette. To give you a third possibility, unlike other forms of nicotine, like smokeless tobacco, e-cigarettes are specifically designed to mimic the behaviors and sensations of cigarette smoking, which might make the person more accustomed to the act of smoking and more likely to transition to this other form. They start to say, oh yeah, you know, I could do this.
Can you talk to me about how the regulations for e-cigarettes are different than they are for regular tobacco products?
Well, right now, there's almost no regulation of e-cigarettes. The FDA regulates cigarettes very actively, but is looking at newer forms of nicotine use and is thinking about extending their authority to regulate them, but at this point they're not. With regular cigarettes, you're not allowed to have cherry flavoring or chocolate flavoring. They call it a youth-oriented flavoring, but these are common when it comes to e-cigarettes. Another difference might be in marketing. We haven't had advertisements on television for cigarette smoking since 1971. But now there are advertisements for e-cigarettes in 2015.
What do you think of the claim that e-cigarettes can be used to quit or control regular smoking habits?
You know, I don't think we have very strong data, you know, at least you know, with regard to the published stuff that I know. What I would say as a clinician is that certainly I have had patients that have been able to cut down, but often what they seem to do is then go back to cigarette smoking.
Brian Primack is an associate professor of pediatrics at the University of Pittsburgh. He was the lead author of a report which will appear in the November issue of JAMA Pediatrics.